Now, why is it important to have wisdom? Why did God say get wisdom? Well, there's one scripture, wisdom said, I was with God when he made the heaven and the earth. You know, we used to sing that song, he's got the whole world in his hand. He said, I was there when God made the heaven and the earth. So if wisdom helped God make heaven and earth, then I need wisdom to live my life on the earth. Wisdom, verse 7, is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give thine head an ornament of grace, and a crown of glory shall she deliver me. 10, hear my son. There it goes again. Hear the word. Hear the word. Hear the word. You know, my mind keeps wanting to run to New Testament, but this word is what you need. You need to hear the word of God. You need to know that God is God. And you get his wisdom and you get his knowledge and you get his understanding and you put your trust in him, knowing that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Mentioned in the New Testament, though, let me go this little side avenue. Are you born again? Is Jesus Christ your Savior and Lord? Well, when he came to save you and came into you, he came into your spirit man. He lives in you. I tell this story about my second son. He's a grown man, has his own family now. But when he was about 5, we took him through the sinner's prayer. And he heard about Jesus coming into your heart. Jesus coming into your heart. And so he did that. And we said, how do you know Jesus is in your heart? He said, I see his foot sticking out. We need to see his foot sticking out of our lives when we yield to God. But it wasn't that physical heart. That's that spirit man. And so that way, because he resides in you, then he's not going to leave you. You have ministering angels that are with you, ready to minister on your behalf. The wisdom of God will tell you what to do, how to do it. Holy Spirit will teach you. Are you born again? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Jesus said, I'll leave you another comforter. And this comforter, Holy Spirit, will teach you all things. And if you are not born again, the Bible says if you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, you shall be saved. So go ahead and do it if you're not born again. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, that he was born of the Virgin Mary. Come on, say that. That he lived and died. And he rose again, and that he sits at the right hand of God the Father. Believe that with your heart. Confess it with your mouth. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Take my life. Live your life through me. I yield to you. You're born again. Tell somebody. Tell somebody. Repent of your sin, and you repented of your sin. Tell somebody. You're born again. Jesus is your Savior. Get the book. Get the word in your heart. The wisdom of God is the word of God in your heart coming out of your mouth. And you're a wise person because you know what to do. Holy Spirit is telling you what to do. You just got born again. Are you already born again and you're not filled with the Holy Ghost? Just receive him now. Lord, I receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I say, be filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Out of your belly shall flow a language you never heard, words that are not known by you. And oh, what a joy to know Jesus. He's not someone to be afraid of, but he's someone to embrace. Back to the scripture here. Verse 7 again says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But in all thy getting, get understanding. If you embrace that wisdom, if you put it in your heart, like I said, and then you have Holy Spirit teaching you and you are studying the word and you are praying and meditating on the word and you are looking to God always. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. Life will be good for you, even in the midst of trying times. Paul preached the gospel. Oh, they beat him. He was shipwrecked, all of these things. But he said, I'm more than a conqueror. He didn't give up. He didn't back down. And I'm telling you, in the midst of whatever's going on in your life, and I trust it's something good, but if it's not, don't give up. If you have Jesus as your Savior, if you just received him as your Lord and Savior, you have the best thing there is in this life. And you have eternal life in you now that you will live with God forevermore. In verse 9, it talks about wisdom. It says, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace and a crown of glory shall she deliver to you. You can, the Bible says, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up. Lift up, looking to the hill from which your help comes. Now inside you is a power that Bishop calls it dunamis, a supernatural dunamis power, and that is the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, he's able to carry you through whatever you need. If you will do what the word says, incline thine ear to the word. And I trust I get to verse 20 through 23, that's where I'm headed.